They know what oil is, or they know more about it than I do, that's a sure thing. But for some reason, they stopped all the shore drilling. All the drilling is offshore, out in the Gulf, or out in the Atlantic. I think they opened up a big oil field out in North Atlantic. Now they got a 48-inch pipe that's 730-some miles long coming out of Alaska. They just stopped pumping oil through that. Imagine, 4 feet in diameter. I'm sure you've been reading about that.
Yes, sir.
But they pumped, I don't know how long before they got that pipe full of 735 miles, pipe full of oil.
Yes, sir. I was talking with you about the fireplace. What was it made out of?
The what?
The fireplace.
Made out of brick.
Okay.
Modern brick. And you go over and build your fire on up there, went on out on top of the house. You build a fire in there, and it's the nicest thing you ever saw. You're cold enough, you just sit by that fire and enjoy it. If you build them right, you can build them wrong. There's an art to building a fireplace, I can tell you that. Some fireplaces, the smoke will go everywhere up but up the chimney. The other fireplaces, you can't make them smoke. I found out what the difference was, but I've been in. We used to go down in camping all these old houses down here in these woods. One place in particular, our main dish on our hunts was jambalaya. We'd take rabbits or squirrels or any kind of game we had and cook it with rice and make what we call a jambalaya. And we'd build a fire. The fireplace is over there, but the hearth is over here. We could build a fire on that hearth, and all the smoke would go up in that fireplace. Go up in that chimney. In spite of the fact that we had we was cooking out there on that apron of the fireplace, you might say. I never could determine what the difference was in fireplaces, but some of them ain't worth the snap because of smoke too much. And others, I know we had an old fellow here that was a good carpenter, a good worker, a good man and everything else. He made his living building houses, but he never could make a fireplace that didn't smoke.
Did you ever have to get up there and clean out all the...
No, not that. Some people used to do that, but my daddy believed in making a fire when he made a fire. And if you keep a big enough fire, that'll keep burning out itself. But if you have this little smoke, just a little bit of some people conserving wood, they just have a little smoke, and maybe they didn't have a big family like we did. We had a big enough family, everybody just ring around that fireplace. We had to have a big fire, you see, so to reach the whole circle. And for that reason, we never had no trouble with chimneys catching a fire, because we didn't have any smoke. We had fire going out through our chimneys all the time. There was a little slow, two little pieces of wood in the fire just making a smoke. That would soon fill up your, well, it'd take a long time, but just to fill up your chimney with soot. And every once in a while that soot would catch the fire and just burn, and man, you have a roar going. And if you didn't get out there and save your house, it'd burn down. And there were those sparks falling down on a shingle roof. That was one trouble. This gin that I'm telling you about, I used to run for my dad. It had a shingle roof on it. I had to chip a good fire force going and in perfect condition all the time.